Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is last Saturday in April. We are broadcasting live and in person from the spacious and futuristic studios of WCBM 680 in beautiful uptown Pikesville this morning. That's right. Our producer is Brian Farlow, here to take your calls, waiting with bated breath, which is appropriate for a fishing and hunting show. And he will be receiving your phone calls. That you checking it, Brian? Yeah, you might want to look up what that means. Yeah, he thought maybe, you know, never mind. But you can call us and participate in the show at area code 410-922-6680. Now, that is the numerical translation of WCBM 680, which is our call letters and our location on the dial. That's 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you're calling inside Maryland but outside the regional Baltimore local dialing area, you may call 1-800-WCBM-680. That is toll-free. That means that Brian will pay for your phone call out of his paycheck, and we'll be able to get you on the air. Yes, we will. It was a busy week within the Department of Natural Resources this week. They were celebrating Earth Day and Arbor Day and planting trees all over the place with as many people as they could, and putting it out on their press releases that they were planting trees. And yeah, well, okay. That was the first shot of coffee. But there were some good things that happened. There were some very good things that happened, and very good things that have been scheduled. And one of those is a schedule of youth hunting events. Junior Hunter Field Day is coming up in June, and we would like to call your attention to that. This hit the website on the 24th, and there is no charge for these events across Maryland. On June 1st, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association, there is a Youth Hunter Day. Junior hunters will learn about archery, sporting clays, and hunting with dogs, with professionals in a safe, mentored setting. All equipment will be provided with certified instructors seeing all shooting activities. Youth with an interest in hunting, shooting sports, and wildlife management are invited to participate in a regional summer Junior Hunter Field Day event. Staff from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and representatives from sporting and conservation groups will use hands-on. That should be hands-on, not hand-on, but I didn't write it. Hands-on activities to teach participants about natural resources stewardship, wildlife biology, shooting safety, and ethical conduct in the field. Again, Baltimore County, Baltimore, Maryland region, June 1st, 9 to 4 at the Baltimore County Fish and Game Protective Association. That's on North Wind Road, I believe. In Anne Arundel County, also in Queen Anne's County, same day, June 1st, 8:30 to 1:30. At the Sudlersville Skeet Club. And I'll give you the contact numbers if you're interested. Then in Anne Arundel County on June 8th, 9 to 4 at Meyer Station. And we'll give you that contact information. In Queen Anne's County, I mentioned. In Somerset County, then on June 15th from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Somerset County Fairgrounds. Now, there are registration forms available online, and I'm going to assume that those forms must be filled out by a parent or legal guardian to participate in these events. However, if you would like to participate in the Anne Arundel County event at Meyer Station, that's near Odenton, you may call the Myrtle Grove office. That is the Wildlife and Heritage Service office at Myrtle Grove. That's 301-743-5161. In the Baltimore area, you call the Bel Air Wildlife and Heritage Service office at 410-836-4559. Queen Anne's County, you call the Millington Wildlife and Heritage Service office at 410-490-6554. And in Somerset County, the Wellington office of the Wildlife and Heritage Service at 410-219-8554. 418. And again, all this is available online at the Department of Natural Resources website, www.maryland. Wait a minute. What happened there? Huh. That doesn't look right. Well, just go to dnr.maryland.gov, and that'll get you there. DNR, Department of Natural Resources, .maryland.gov, and you'll be fine. 410-922-6680. You folks are running the first hour of the show, and the second hour will be brought to you by Letha Grimes, who will be talking about youth fishing opportunities here in Maryland and the reprisal of the Maryland Youth Fishing Club in Maryland. Talk about fishing rodeos for kids, the Backyard Fishing Initiative, youth fishing areas and free fishing areas as well. So she'll be coming up at 6 o'clock. Letha's a good guest. We've had her before on the air, and always interested to talk to her about the youth programs. Notice the theme seems to be this morning, youth. Well, that's good. That's good. The future of our heritage is going to be youth hunters and fishermen. Hey, there's Frank. Morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing, buddy. How are you?
Very well.
Did you get up there to Western Maryland? Did you get up there to Western Maryland?
Don't you know I did? I owe you a debt of gratitude, my friend.
For what?
Remember the king's seat?
The what?
The king's seat.
Yeah.
Remember that tree you found?
Yeah.
I tagged him right from there, buddy.
Oh, no kidding.
I kid you not.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a nice place, wasn't it?
And it unfolded so beautifully. I mean, we were there Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Cobblers were answering from everywhere.
Yep, good.
Saturday morning, as you would have it, we were late by about a half an hour. And I went straight to that tree, and I no sooner sat down, and way up the stream, you could hear a couple of them gobbling. And they're answering me. I wasn't being too aggressive. And after about the fourth or fifth call, Alan, right there in the bottom of that ravine at that tree, one let loose.
Wow. That probably got your attention.
My friend, if you've not had a gobbler let loose close to you,
yeah.
I mean, it'll shake you right out of your shoes.
You know what it sounds like to me? When we had that one, with Jacob on Youth Day, at 24 yards, standing on a log, gobbling at us. It was so raspy. It sounded like you had a 1 pound coffee can full of stones and were shaking it. I'm telling you, it was so loud and so. It was just so it's cool. Anyway, go ahead.
Like it was through a megaphone or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was right there in your ear. So anyway, I'm sorry, I interrupted your story. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just as he gobbled, I looked down and I saw him. He was right at the bottom of the ravine, and you remember how steep those walls were.
Yep.
As soon as he got out of sight, I put the gun up, and he tops the hill, and the sling on my gun was swinging, and he saw it. He turned to go back down the hill, and then he paused and went straight away, and that was it.
Goodbye.
Yeah. And I'm going to move on to the eating part of it, Alan. I'm telling you, I was so astonished at how delicious this bird was.
Oh, yeah.
I took one beer, an equal amount of apple cider, and put it in a bottle in a pan, quartered an apple and an onion, and put it in the cavity, and that was it.
Wow.
Now, for you folks that like gravy, I discovered something quite by accident. I was out of flour, so when I made my roux for the gravy, I used Belgian waffle mix. Oh, Alan, it was through the roof, buddy.
Belgian waffle mix instead of flour for gravy, huh?
Equal parts of butter and flour mix.
Yeah.
And, you know, you brown the butter once
right. You
get it in the pan, because when you brown the butter, that's where your flavor comes in.
Right.
But you folks got to try this roux with the Belgian waffle mix. It was just so awesome.
When I was a kid, we went to Ontario, Canada. No, I apologize. We went to Quebec. We went to a little town called Val-d'Or, Quebec. It's up in the Laurentian mountain chain. And we fished in the Ottawa River for northern pike and walleye and whatever else would bite. And that area is all French-speaking in Quebec. And so we got to we decided we were going to wait to get close to pack some groceries back. We stayed actually on an island 10 miles from the mainland. The only way, you know, was boat back and forth to the mainland. And we got our, you know, it was propane stove, propane refrigerator. We got our supplies that they would, the people would come in from the camp every other day and find out if we needed something. Well, we'll be back in 2 days, that type of thing. So we went to the supermarket, and we wound up getting, instead of flour, we wound up getting Bisquick. And instead of granulated sugar, we got powdered sugar. So we ate powdered sugar on our cereal, and we cooked with Bisquick rather than flour. But I'll tell you what, fresh walleye filet in Bisquick, oh, man, not bad at all.
I can only imagine fresh at that.
Yeah, I mean, out of the river, filleted, and in the pan. So,
wow.
Good stuff, good stuff. So, well, congratulations, Frank.
I'm glad you
scored out there. That is a beautiful area out there in Western Maryland.
Yeah, I truly wish you had been with me.
Oh, I would have liked to have been there. I just, you know, unfortunately, this time of year, with the business that I'm in, we're trying to get two magazines here done by the end of May. So that means that, you know, April is pretty much spent on the road for me, and we're planning on getting the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly to the printers here over the weekend. So that layout and final rush to layout is, or, you know, to the printers is time-consuming, to say the least. And then the Crab Magazine is right on the heels of that. So I don't know if you've seen
any. Quite a workload, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is, it is. And you know, something's got to take a backseat. Unfortunately, it's turkey season. Unfortunately, sometimes it's even, well, rockfish season and even fishing for shad. But, you know, you just got to do what you got to do to earn your living, you know, man?
Yeah. So, well, Alan, you know where that tree is.
I know where that tree is, Frank, right back in that corner. And that inspires me. I appreciate that very much. Congratulations. How big was your gobbler?
Well, it was 10-inch beard, 3/4-inch spikes. We never did weigh him.
Yeah, okay.
But, Lord, I couldn't get him in a pan.
Heavy enough, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We ate on it. Three of us ate on it for 4 days, and I got a healthy portion frozen for my son.
He's a big bird, then.
Yeah, it was.
All right, Frank. Congratulations.
Take care of yourself, Al.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, partner.
See
bye
ya. Bye-bye. There goes Frank. Good man. I've hunted with Frank, actually, that seat he was talking about is a tree that just is so comfortable to sit in. I kind of discovered that up in that area up in Western Maryland in Washington County. So Frank was sitting there, and I'm glad he was able to take a turkey. Very good. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What a beautiful day. It looks like a beautiful day for fishing or turkey hunting. And if you do go fishing, well, you can join folks like Donnie Cooper of Lusby for a 48-inch striped bass he caught near the mouth of Patuxent. Lloyd Deans of Dunkirk, he caught a 41-inch striped bass near the CP buoy. Mauricio Smith of Prince Frederick caught a 21-inch white catfish caught in the Potomac River. William Orrance of Brunswick, Maryland, caught a 21-inch rainbow trout in Israel Creek. Michael Nye of Northeast Maryland caught a 13-inch white perch caught in the Elk River. And Bob Paolucci of Beltsville caught a 14.5-inch northern whiting, a kingfish, caught in the Ocean City Surf. And all of these fish were checked in as citation-sized fish in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and it is time. And it's underway, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That is, if you could win great prizes, and you could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fisher crab and certify your catch. You're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater. Tidal rivers, the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or visit the fishing rule book. Yeah, check out the fishing rule book or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. That's dnr.maryland.gov online for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, the website is www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marsh Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Did in 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. But I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Good old George Jones. I didn't get that song the first time I heard it. I didn't. But it took a while, and I finally got it. And it's a It's a love song of sorts. 410 WCBM 680. Old George Jones passed away yesterday. The Possum. Maybe we'll bring you a few more George Jones selections as we go through the day, as we're wont to do when a legend passes. We were told that there were some public crab meetings coming up to talk about recreational crabbing. However, unfortunately, I do not have the formal notification on that, and I can't give it to you. I looked for it on the website and just couldn't find it. Maybe somebody at Fisheries is listening, if that's up there. The meetings are allegedly to start next week on May 2nd, then again on the 9th and the 15th, but I have no idea where the meetings are going to take place to discuss upcoming regulations for gear, recreational blue crabs, and blue crab charters. We'll be talking about that. And then public comments are going to start on the 29th of April. So I don't know when they're going to put the press release out, this being the 27th. But maybe somebody in Fisheries can help me out if they're listening. Let's talk to Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I thought you'd enjoy one of my raccoon stories.
Sure. Go ahead.
I was up in Maine and working up there and driving along the road to Harrison when I saw this animal run across the road, and it was a baby raccoon. So I caught it with a blanket, and I decided to make a pet out of it. And little did I know that this animal would bond to me. And we became very, very close. In fact, he would open the door, which was not locked, to my cabin up in Maine, and he would get into my cabin, and he'd climb around and climb up on my chest, and he'd go to sleep there. And I just couldn't believe the bonding that took place between this raccoon and myself. In fact, the animal even swam with me in Crystal Lake in Maine, and we became very friendly. Well, I fed the animal with an Even Flow baby bottle. He got his milk. And the man that owned that company decided that he wanted to make billboards, and he put them all over New England with this raccoon drinking milk out of one of his Even Flow bottles. And this became quite unique up there. And after my stay in Maine, I decided to go up to Canada, but you couldn't take animals across the border.
No.
So I gave it away to a boy who decided that he would take care of it and keep it away from Baltimore, that he was afraid would be attacked by dogs down
here.
Sure,
absolutely.
And killed.
Yeah.
So I gave him the animal, and there are dozens of stories relating to this whole situation that became part of my life. And this was in the 50s, the 1950s, so yep. It was a long time ago, and I could spend the whole day telling you the stories about this raccoon and my experiences with him.
Terrific story, Charles, as always. The most interesting man in the world, ladies and gentlemen, Charles from Baltimore. Thank you, Charles.
And thank you for being on your show. You're my life.
You have a great day, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible
410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. More than glad to take your call. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have any comments on anything you've heard today, I'm still waiting for DNR to let me know exactly when those meetings are, since it's, you know, obviously they start next week. And I guess you keep your eye on the website. If somebody could send me the link or some more information, it would greatly be appreciated. So we'll see. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Let me mention again that coming up in about a half hour or so, after the right after the news at 6 o'clock, we'll have Letha Grimes here, who runs a youth fishing program here in Maryland, and she will be talking with us about a lot of things that are going on. Let's see here. Oh, here it is. All right, I found one of the meetings. On Thursday, May 2nd, that is Thursday, the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service is a regulatory open house, crabs and gear, 3 to 7 p.m. at Anne Arundel Community College in the CALT building, room 100, College Parkway in Arnold, Maryland. Then on, let's see if we have any, we have it again. Any of you like any of these meetings and that type of thing, we'll be more than glad to we'll be glad to share that with you if you'd like. By the way, we had a caller, I believe his name was Steve from Kent Island last week, that warned us about the dangers of being on the Chesapeake Bay in a small boat. And I don't know if you heard or not, but we had a fatality last Saturday on the Chesapeake Bay. And during the spring bass, spring striped bass season, in I believe that was St. Mary's County. Let me check it here. You may have seen it or heard about it. First day of rockfish season. This is from WBAL. Maryland Natural Resources Police, two people are dead and four in the hospital after being pulled from Chesapeake Bay. There are 25 foot boat overturned in rough seas. A man, his wife, their teenage son, and three adult friends were on board. When the boat began taking on water, the communication system failed. One of the passengers managed to make a very short cell phone call to a family member and said simply, "The boat is taking on water," before the call dropped. That family member called a local charter boat captain who broadcast for help on VHF FM channel 16. That was at 8:30 last Saturday morning. Multiple jurisdictions sent forth crews of rescue personnel from St. Mary's County Fire and Rescue, Maryland Natural Resources Police, helicopter crews from the Naval Air Station, Patuxent River, and the Maryland State Police all assisted in the rescue. Preliminary indications are that the boat overturned due to rough water. The boat capsized in the widest part of the Chesapeake Bay, near where the Potomac feeds in. And so doesn't say whether they were wearing safety devices or not. Let's talk to Valerie in Baltimore. Good morning, Valerie. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
What's up? Great. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm great. I just want to say I listen to WCBM all the time. I've actually just moved downtown, and I haven't bought my TV yet for my dad's. So, and I actually, I'm not stressed for it. I wanted to say I don't want. I love you, but I wake up to you in the morning on Saturdays, and I happen to be up this early. And I wanted to say thank you for your show. And Charles, the story about the raccoon, that was like, that made my morning.
Charles is the most interesting man in the world. He's been calling here for years, and he's been telling us stories from around the world. He's a world traveler. Charles is also very humble. We've had conversations off the air. Charles has been active politically around the world during the last half a century.
Oh, wow.
And met with world leaders. You know, throughout China, throughout India, throughout, you know, across a wide spectrum of the world. And Charles, I believe his biology will be published 100 years after his death. So don't look for it in a bookstore near you. But Charles, we have actually a national treasure in Charles, but he won't tell you.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. And political, I'm glad. I don't discuss religion or politics with people, although I'm sure we have the same views. But, yeah, that story was just, it just makes you have faith in mankind.
Yep.
Just reiterate my faith with everything that's going on. So thank you, Charles, and bless you. And thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate it. You have a great day. Yes? Is there something else?
No, that's all.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
410 WCBM 6. I mean, you're welcome to call with accolades if you like, but I'd sooner just talk to you about, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, that's kind of what we talk about here on Saturday mornings. Get into the politics a little bit, and we actually had an interesting event that I attended last Saturday night. The Maryland Republican Party had sponsored an event in honor of Ellen Sauerbrey, and Congressman Andy Harris was there, and others that were that have been politically, what do I want to say, famous, I guess, through the years. Ellen, of course, is always gracious, and occasionally she listens, and I know some of her fans listen as well. But I'm trying to craft few recommendations for the Maryland Republican Party, and based on my observations at that meeting, I guess there were probably 250 people in the room. So it was very interesting. Very, very interesting observations. Nothing I'm going to share with you all, but I've got some things to say to the Republicans. So, but right now I have things to say to you. If you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. You know, I say if you enjoy gardening, but if you just like to have the look and smell of fresh flowers around you, Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm there off I-97, great place. I mean, the greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. There are annuals by the pack or flat to plant in your garden, and perennials by the pot. You have bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, if you like that look around your house, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, all of that. And they even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs. Papa John's is located off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouse, or you can stop short and check out those great big giant wagon loads, farm wagons, full of beautiful flowers. Indeed. You can call them, too, 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day is coming soon, May 12th. Why not, you know, just go ahead and spring for all the mothers in your church, you know, go to Papa John's and buy a load of flowers and give them to the moms on Sunday, May 12th. Call 410-969-5909, 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Poverty Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition. And you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tech Redneck, little George Jones there for you, commemorating the life of the most prolific 50-some years. Entertainment, more hits on the charts than any other artist in any other venue, anytime, anywhere. The Possum, dead at 81. Well, even though it is even though it is fishing season, even though it is the striped bass season for the trophy season on Chesapeake Bay, and even though it is turkey season, and you know, even though the natural resources police are overworked and underpaid, stressed to the max, and you know, not enough officers on the ground, boots on the ground, so to speak, they are working today. Our natural resources police officers are working today, ladies and gentlemen, patrolling the woods and waterways, watching for violators of our fish and game laws, making sure that people are safe. Oh, wait, no. The Maryland Natural Resources Police warns that keeping outdated medication could lead to abuse or accidental ingestion, and flushing it can harm Maryland's water quality and underwater life. So the Natural Resources Police is encouraging citizens to bring their unwanted medicine to select area offices today as part of National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. So officers will be on hand to collect outdated prescriptions at the Hillsboro Area Office in Queen Anne, the Broadneck Area Office in Annapolis, the Gwynbrook Regional Office in Owings Mills, and the Echo Lake Area Office in Myersville. I don't know if that's Frederick or Washington County out there, but a national prescription drug take-back initiative administered by the DEA. That is the Drug Enforcement Agency. Provides a method for people to safely remove outdated, unneeded, or unused controlled substances from their homes during the collection process. NRP officers will not ask questions, and the drugs will be stored until they can be destroyed. There you go. There you go. Hi, Pat. How are you? So, just want to let you know that the NRP is boots on the ground at your local service center to take back your outdated prescription drugs from you today. Never mind that it's turkey season. Never mind that it's rockfish season. Never mind that it's commercial fishing and crabbing season. But that's okay. That's what they're paid to do. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We got this from one of our listeners, the Outdoor Channel. For those of you in the Baltimore County area that get the Outdoor Channel, and I think most areas, it's channel number 728 on your Comcast system. Michael Bain, who is the producer we have a number of shows on the Outdoor Channel. It says, I met you yesterday after the so-called public hearings on the anti-gun bills. As I mentioned, I'm executive producer for Outdoor Channel. I currently have four series in production, including Gun Stories, the top show on the Outdoor Channel, with several additional series in development. My series focus on guns, hunting, shooting, and the outdoors. Sneeze there. You didn't hear it, I hope. This morning I met with my three producers and we made the decision that if these anti-gun bills become law in Colorado, we will be moving all of our production out of Colorado. We've already canceled a scheduled filming session for late this month. Obviously, part of this is due to our own commitment to the right to keep and bear arms, but it also reflects three lawyers' opinions that these laws are so poorly drafted and so designed to trap otherwise legal citizens into a crime. One of our attorneys referred to them as flypaper laws, that is simply too dangerous to film here. I can give you chapter and verse on the legal implications if you need, but suffice it to say that the first legal opinion was so scary we all went out and got two others. All three attorneys agreed. We're relatively small potatoes in television, but our relocation of production will cost Colorado a little less than $1 million in 2013. Secondly, we've proudly promoted Colorado in our productions and have been moving more and more production into the state. Now we will do exactly the opposite. What does this mean for Colorado? The community of television producers is a small one. Last week, I had lunch with a major network producer who was also looking to locate his new reality series to Colorado. That producer is also a shooter, and a new reality series will now be based out of Phoenix. That lunch cost Colorado over $1 million in economic impact. Thirdly, according to numbers I received from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, for whom I used to work, yesterday, hunting had almost an $800 million impact on Colorado in 2012, driving as many as 8,330 jobs. Next week, I'll be in Texas, meeting with most of the top outdoor hunting producers, and the number one agenda item will be Colorado. Already, hunting organizations and statewide hunting clubs around the country are pulling out of Colorado, and we expect this trend to accelerate rapidly. In a message we will take to our viewers and listeners that these proposed laws are so dangerous to hunters and any other person, be she a fisherman or a skier who brings a handgun into the state for self-defense, that we cannot recommend hunting, fishing, or visiting Colorado. We reach millions of people, and quite frankly, we have a credibility that Colorado government officials can no longer match. Colorado Division of Wildlife is already running ads trying to bring more out-of-state hunters to Colorado. In light of the flood of negative publicity about these proposed laws, I can assure you those ads will fail. We estimate that as many as one-quarter to one-third of out-of-state hunters will desert Colorado for the next 18 to 24 months, which will, quite frankly, be a disaster for the hunting industry in Colorado and have a devastating effect on our western and northern communities, certainly cities like Grand Junction. This is not a boycott in a traditional sense of a centralized, organized operation. Rather, it's more of a grassroots decision on where shooters, hunters, and other sportsmen are willing to spend their money. Look at the collapse of the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show in February. That venerable multi-million-dollar trade show chose to ban modern sporting rifles and standard capacity magazines, and within 3 weeks, it collapsed as all vendors and sponsors pulled out. Colorado is going to pay a huge price for laws that will do nothing. Thank you for your support. Best, Michael Bain. Michael Bain. Michael Bain is a producer for the Outdoor Channel. I've met Michael. If he walked into the room, he wouldn't know me or recognize me. I've met him. I've interviewed him at a shooting event in Prince George's County a number of years ago. Nice guy, as I recollect. Very dedicated. And there you see that Michael is not afraid to put, nor the Outdoor Channel is afraid to put their money where their mouth is. And we salute Michael Bain for his stand and the stand of the Outdoor Channel to pull out of Colorado, pull their production out of Colorado, including with their top-rated shows. So, where do you think we are here in Maryland? Where do you think they're going to be in New Jersey with the laws that they're going to pass? Good grief. What about Maine? You know, I mean, the state legislatures and general assemblies around this country have taken the tragedy of what happened to those kids in Newtown, and have used it as a springboard to launch as horribly restrictive laws on as many people as they possibly can, and as many state legislators are as complicit as they can be. And we did it here in Maryland. Did it in New York, did it in Maryland, doing it in Colorado, they're doing it in Maine, they're doing it in New Jersey. You ought to see that. Maybe I'll be able to share a little of this if I can find it real quick. New Jersey, unbelievable with some of the laws that they have proposed. I'll get to that in just a second. But right now it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We salute Clyde Sports Shop. They did not take advantage of people at all when it comes to the run on firearms and ammunition here in Maryland. Clyde's has maintained their prices. They've been using just their normal markup on firearms and ammunition, even though the wholesale prices are climbing. They have not gouged people, nor will they gouge people. They've done their best to maintain their inventories, and that's as hard as it can be to do in this climate. But we salute them for their efforts on home protection firearms, as well as the sporting shotguns and rifles and handguns that they carry as well. And they are your largest Browning dealer here in the Baltimore area, all the Browning rifles and shotguns and handguns. Now, they also carry a huge selection of fishing tackle, everything for rockfish, everything for panfish, everything for the bay, everything for bass fishing, anything that you need to go fishing, including fresh line wound on your spools, rods, reels, tackle, hooks, lures, weights. I think I'll name everything in the store. Are you ready? They have split shot. They have three-way swivels. They have leaders. They have line. I'm not going to do that. You get the point. Plus, they have a daily fishing report. 410-242-6108 is their regular number. That's 410-242-6108. That's how you get in touch with them. Or their website is clydesports.com. But you can call the fishing hotline, too. 410-247-FISH. 410-247-3474.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Poverty Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739.
See you at the Decoy Festival. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Back. Look at New Jersey. You already have to have a firearms identification card in New Jersey. But here's what their General Assembly or their legislature is looking at. A ban on dozens of popular handguns and rifles used for hunting and target shooting, including a 50 caliber ban. First-time applicants for firearms ID cards and handgun purchase permits will be denied out of hand if they do not have proof of firearms training, while anti-gunners sit on the panel that sets the training requirements. 10-year jail sentence and $150,000 fine for parents who pick up their children at school while en route to or from hunting or target shooting. Let me repeat that. A 10-year jail sentence and $150,000 in fines for parents who pick up their children at school while en route to or from hunting or target shooting, or those vehicles inadvertently cross through school grounds and have a firearm. Suspension of Second Amendment rights for anyone placed on a secret government list created by federal bureaucrats, even without charges being filed and without the person being convicted of any crime. No due process. All firearms identification cards will be terminated, even though they're supposed to be good for life. Replacement cards will be issued, and handgun permits will be issued with a privacy-invading data strip on the driver's license of every gun owner, flagging your status as a gun owner to anyone who can identify or decode the strip. This will result in an explosion of questionable vehicle searches, could compromise your privacy to employers. I'm surprised Maryland didn't think of this. I really am. I am surprised. We should have waited till all the General Assemblies were over and then take the worst of the worst and propose them for next year's General Assembly.